We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I didn't even realize this until this morning when I was looking at the Wizards box score, because I knew they played last night, didn't see it. EB mentioned that it was just available via streaming.
Right.
Because I actually put on NBC Sports Washington last night, and what did I see? Four fools talking about the Redskins passing game. Mm-hmm. So then I changed the station because I don't need to see us talking about Alex Smith again. And I was like, oh, I guess the Wizards aren't on TV. That it's now a week till the season starts.
Yeah.
Their 18th, first game is in 1 week.
October 18th.
You know,
it's
I was telling
life is on a bullet train, yeah, my friend.
I was telling Drabby and Valdez before the show to see if they can find the audio of Jimmy Butler doing his sit down with Rachel Nichols. So that was kind of the viral story that waves yesterday in the
Huge
NBA.
Story.
So Jimmy did show up and apparently just bawled out of his mind, took like the third stringers and ran them past the starters, talking trash the whole time. And then conveniently had two hours later had a sit down with Rachel Nichols. And so I have this preconceived notion of Jimmy Butler. And then I see him sit down in the interview. I love the guy. I'd love to have that dude on our team.
I told you this a week ago. The Wizards should be in play.
I just bought his passion for basketball. I bought what he was selling.
Oh, yeah. He's a grinder.
Yeah. And
he's very talented. He could be psycho, though.
He might be, but he's got a passion for basketball. And that just when they show the record, like with him and without him, they clearly need him. And he said, look, he said, I'm not the most talented guy on here. The most talented guy here is Cat. The most God-given ability, that's Wiggins. He's got, 8 feet long arms. He can jump out the gym.
Yeah, they don't play as hard.
He said, but nobody plays harder than me.
Yeah.
And I just love that attitude.
Well, what was that rumor that we threw out there a few weeks ago that Butler was hanging out with Cat's girl? Or remember that?
Yeah, that was something like that.
Was that just a rumor? Was that just a radio rumor?
I'm not buying it.
Who knows?
That he smashed his girlfriend or something?
I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I remember. There was something like that. But I'm not buying it. He actually said he loved his teammates. You know, I'm not even sure I quite understand exactly what he's saying, and I watched the whole interview.
I can't imagine he loves his teammates.
That's what he said. He said he loves the organization, loves the team, but it was not about that. He kept saying it was about being honest.
I think it's about respect.
Jalen Rose said it's about money.
He's just an ego.
But he said Jalen Rose said it's about money. Cat got a big deal. Wiggins got a big deal.
What was Cat's deal?
I don't know.
Got the Supermax.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Wiggins got...
Well, Butler turned down $110 million.
Yeah, but apparently...
He wants more.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess he wants max money,
that's
too.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah. So, that's where it comes about respect.
That's why he's screaming at the GM at practice, you need me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
But anyway, I had this preconceived notion of Jimmy Butler. I expected to be this sort of this grumpy, like, not even, I don't know. And he wasn't the guy that I thought he would be. And I really liked him.
Remember, D. Wade got bitter at him because he was sliding into Gabby Union's DMs.
He actually
didn't slide into the DMs, but he was... giving a thumbs up when she was posting bikini pictures. And right. He didn't like it.
Can you blame him?
She just wants ADs. Why is D. Wade getting so bitter?
Former teammate Jimmy Butler shouldn't be giving thumbs up, apparently. Or likes, whatever
that.
The heck it is, on Instagram.
There's nothing wrong with that, I don't think.
If that's the true story, that he just wants his guys, the players, to play harder.
Well, it's not just that.
Then I'm okay with that.
He wants money.
But if he's just using that as a shield and it's all about money, then I don't respect it.
Would you give up Otto and a first-round pick for Jimmy Butler?
Oh, yeah. I probably would give up any of our guys.
Well, you'd have to get him signed.
And a pick.
Sure.
I'd probably give up any of our guys.
Is this the final year in his deal?
I think he's signed through 2020.
But is that next year? Is that a player option?
I don't know.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.